you know, you don't blame, I don't blame the local law enforcement at all for what they did up to a certain point. But if I were in my car and had a computer open that I was closing or turning off or whatever, nobody would think twice of that. But given the context of the fear that's been expressed by our national government, that's why those police officers reacted. Now, you have mentioned that the FBI is involved in this case and that they have executed search warrants and received consent to search in Tampa. The FBI has the resources that the Berkeley County Sheriff's Office does not have. And the FBI certainly by this time has been able to examine the compound, the chemical compounds of what was found in the trunk. They now know, they should know by now, whether they were really explosives or they were recreational fireworks. They have the capacity to investigate the cell phone that was found in the car. They should know by now who was calling them, who were they calling, how long were they talking to them. And most importantly, they have the GPS unit that was in the car. They know by now, or they should know by now, where they had been, how long had they been there, where had they gone, and where were they going.
And
all that information is available now.
And when you're talking about GPS, you mean just like a navigation system?
Correct. But that has a memory in it that can easily be examined to know where they had been and where what they had plugged in. Where were they going?
So why do you think, Mr. Savage, the government is doing that? Do you? I mean,
because that's the national policy of the Department of Justice now. As I say, it was expressed very clearly in John Ashcroft's book, which was published last October, in reference in their investigation of Ali Al-Mari, that as soon as they can get a hook in, no matter how minuscule the alleged offense is, and John Ashcroft used the term, not Andy Savage. John Ashcroft's words are spit on the sidewalk. And if they can catch somebody for spitting on the sidewalk, they will do all they can. That's the policy
now,
of the Justice Department.
Now, speaking of the Justice Department and the FBI, a lot of people say, well, we live in different times. And, you know, and they say that, you know, the events of 9/11, the tragic events were perpetrated by a specific, you know, looking individuals that have a specific background. Certain people say that, you know, well, they can't take any chances. They have to follow all leads. Shouldn't they be able to do their job?
Prohibition in this country, did they do the same to every Irish American? You know, it's just... I understand their viewpoint and what's in reality profiling, but you cannot just lock somebody up in an extraordinarily high bond on suspicion based on race, ethnicity, last name, how you look. There has to be some component of evidence, of probable cause, of reasonable suspicion. And by now, the reasonable suspicion or probable cause of terrorist activity should have dissipated. They know now, certainly almost 2 weeks later, whether those compounds were of such an explosive nature that they could harm other people. They know what the cell phone records are. They have taken computers from these young men's homes. They have taken evidence from their homes. They have interviewed friends and relatives and schoolmates, academics. They have a clear picture now of who these young men are. And if they have exculpatory information on the compounds in the trunk, they should provide that information to local law enforcement so these young men can be released.
No.
Or prosecuted. If they really are explosives, then we ought to know about it. And they ought to be locked up.